Democrats cave on shutdown, face backlash from the base, by Nash Jenkins and Maya Rodan. As the first government shutdown since 2013 took hold, liberal activists had one message for Democrats in Congress: hold the line. For months, they had pressured lawmakers to reject any Republican plan to pay for the operations of the federal government that did not protect immigrants who were illegally brought to the United States by their parents as children. Ending the standoff without securing a promise to safeguard the so-called Dreamers would be the worst-case scenario, said Ben Wickler, Washington director for the progressive group Move On. Activists warned lawmakers of the stakes. If Democrats blink, then Republicans own them, said Frank Sherry, director of the pro-immigration reform group America's Voice. But blink they did. Less than 72 hours into the shutdown, a majority of Senate Democrats joined their Republican colleagues in a vote to fund the government until February 8th. In return, they got promises, or, skeptics groused, vague assurances from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell that he would schedule votes on immigration, border security, and a broader spending plan in the coming weeks. The left's fury was palpable. The leader of one political action committee said the vote would hinder Democratic hopes of winning elections in November. The nation's largest teachers union, the National Education Association, said the kick-the-can-down-the-road approach wasn't working for its 3 million members. Today's cave by Senate Democrats, led by weak-kneed right-of-center Democrats, is why people don't believe the Democratic Party stands for anything, Progressive Change Campaign Committee co-founder Stephanie Taylor said. It was the fear of this reaction from upstart advocacy groups and established behemoths alike that drove so many Democrats to vote against the spending measure when the GOP first offered it earlier in January. And that same passion on the left explains why Senate Democrats with eyes on higher office, including Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Elizabeth Warren, plus independent Bernie Sanders, resisted when party leaders moved to cut a deal with McConnell. They recognize that the base is restless.